This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A hostage situation led to a police shooting in Denver Friday night. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Denver police received a report of a road rage shooting near Colfax and I-25 earlier that day. The motorist who was shot at followed the suspect to a North Denver neighborhood where officers arrived to find the suspect's truck abandoned. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says officers saw the suspect leave a nearby home around 11 p.m., which led to a pursuit.
Officers then reported that shots were coming from that vehicle towards them. They continued their pursuit.
A man got out of the vehicle with a female hostage. Officers shot the suspect after he refused to drop his weapon. The man was transported to the hospital in stable condition. The hostage only suffered minor injuries. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
An initiative that would have asked voters in Aurora to give more power to the mayor will not be on the ballot this November. Supporters say they turned their petitions in late, missing an important deadline. Aurora currently has a system where the city council and city manager have greater power. And a high school teacher and community organizer is headed to the state capitol. Tim Hernandez will represent House District 4, which includes parts of Northwest and West Denver. The seat he's taking over became vacant when Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez was elected to the Denver City Council this year. It's going to be warmer today, but still nice. Highs in the 80s for the Front Range. Showers and thunderstorms possible later. This is CPR News and KRCC.